Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. I hope everyone's doing really well. I got back to my apartment early this morning, and when I got in, I didn't have power, but power switched on maybe about an hour and a half ago. So I figured, what's the best thing to do but record Get to Know Night? Today's Monday, after all. The situation right now is we got power, thankfully, and water. Water's working too. The flooding has receded for the most part in the area around me. The flooding was really bad. Streets were pretty impassable on my first attempt to get home, so I had to wait a little bit for some crews to clear some power lines and for the water to recede a little bit more. But yeah, this was a bad storm. This was a rough one. But luckily I'm all right. My apartment's all right. So I got out, I think, pretty fortunate, relative to a lot of people, that I know who are still really going through it. A lot of people who had boats, a lot of people on the coast. Those are the people that are really, really reeling right now. Cause a lot of that stuff was just destroyed, especially around like the Fort Myers area and, like Sarasota County and even down to like Naples. It was rough for people on that coast. So, yeah, my heart goes out to them. I'm hopefully going to be able to get a chance to go down there, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, to see and help out the best I can. Because I have a lot of friends who are in Naples. I have a lot of friends in Fort Myers. So it was a pretty rough couple of days. But I'm really happy to be home. I'm really happy that there's no hurricane anymore. And I'm really excited to get back to making audios for you guys and, you know, putting out all the stuff that I had planned before I was so rudely interrupted by Mother Nature. I hope everyone who went through the storms is okay. Now, I know I have a lot of listeners in Florida, so I hope you guys hunker down. And if we get another storm this season, please evacuate. Please take it seriously. Please stay safe. My heart breaks for all the people who couldn't evacuate in time. Because there's a lot of people who couldn't. And, yeah, just... these things are serious, you know? They're serious things, and, this feels like it's going to be an active season. It really does feel like it's going to be an active season. So... yeah. If there's another storm, I hope everyone stays safe. So, anyway. Let me jump into the actual questions. Although, I think I have some hurricane questions I noticed. Let me see. Anonymous asks, where did you hold up for the storm? Did you leave the state or did you stay in state? So I stayed in state. I moved into the center of the state, just away from the coast because storm surge. So yeah, I was very central, which was both good and bad. I was hoping the track would move, but it didn't. It went right over us, so I was directly in the heart of it for a little bit, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. I was lucky because the closer you are to the center of the state, the safer you were. But yeah, there was a lot of I lost power in the hotel room pretty quickly, and yeah, I was without power for a while. But yeah, it was a lot better than being probably here, because it was probably real dodgy if we were in the apartment. So, yeah, I was elsewhere. Thank you for your question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Let's see. I think I have another hurricane question right here. Anonymous asks, hey, Knight, how many hurricanes have you gone through? If the hurricanes come so frequently, why do you live down there? I don't know. The hurricanes don't come that frequently. They come kind of frequently. We've had a dry spell for a while. This is just the first ones. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why people live in Florida. There are other hurricanes down here. How many have I been through? That's a hard question. Quite a bit. Like Katrina. Well, let's see. So since 2005, maybe, or 2000. Basically since 2004, because I was here for Charlie. So basically from 2004 to now, I have basically seen almost every hurricane that's come through the state, in some capacity. If it's hit Southwest Florida or South Florida at any like level, I've seen the hurricane. Yeah, I mean they're bad sometimes, but sometimes they're not too bad. They're definitely getting worse, but yeah. It was, yeah, I would say probably, I don't know how many that, I don't know what number that is. It's probably more than 18. It's probably more than 18 at this point. But yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of storms. I don't know why we live down here. There's just something in the water, maybe. Like, it just convinces us to stay. Yeah, it doesn't matter how many storms we get. Like, people just don't want to leave. I get it. Like, we just rebuild. That's just how it is. Thank you for your question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Oh, Ryu asks, hi, how's it going for you? I hope you and your family are safe. All right, let's see. Okay, so today's hot topic on the internet is face reveals. I'm not asking you to do one. My question is, how do you actually maintain to be faceless on the internet? Is it hard? Do not take any family pictures or post family pictures on social media. All right. I'm not faceless, more camera shy, and I just hate the way I look, so I don't show people my face online, except in regular daily life. I can't escape that. All right, let's see. And then another question is, does the number of followers ever fuck you up? Does it affect you or your content? I think that's it. Thank you, Kay. I miss you, bye. All right, let me see if I can break this down. So, is it hard to be faceless on the internet? Yeah, it is hard to be faceless on the internet. It's a challenge. Do I post family pictures? I think I'm lucky, though, because, like, I'm only plugged into social media for you guys. Like, if it wasn't for you all, I don't think I'd be plugged in at all on social media. Like, I wouldn't be a presence online at all. I like being a ghost. It's like, wonderful. Yeah, I don't know. If it wasn't for you all, I don't know if I would be on social media in any capacity. So I think for me, it's always been really easy, because I just haven't had social... I haven't had a big online footprint. I think that also comes with the fact that I had a feeling when I was doing stuff younger, I was like, I had an understanding about privacy and what happens when you give it up. Because I knew a lot of people that, before the internet age were, you know, affected by tabloids and like, you know, and like paparazzi and like the way people follow you. And I was like, oh my God, that seems terrible. That seems like rough. And I don't know if I'd want to have that level of exposure. Like, I don't want to be exposed in that way. Cause once you give it up, you lose it forever. You can't become unfamous. It's a one-way street. And once you do it, there's no going back. And there's a lot more to it than I think most people recognize or realize. And it's hard. So I think I've always known if I ever, like, especially when I came to writing my books, I was always like, I'm staying very anonymous. I don't put a picture in my book. I don't, like, talk about the author. I'm just the name on the cover. Like, or, like, when I'm writing screenplays, I love having, oh my God, I'm blanking on the names, pseudonyms and aliases and other names I read under and stuff like that. I love doing that. I love being different names on every project. It's fun. I mean, it ruins my IMDb, but I don't really care. So, yeah, I don't know. I love being anonymous. It's really nice. So is it hard? Yeah, but I think it would be harder not to be. So, that's my answer. Let's see. And the second one, does the number ever fuck you up? Oh my God. I don't know if it affects, sometimes maybe it does, but does the number fuck me up? Yeah, occasionally it does. I think numbers are just bad for human brains. I think seeing large numbers is always intimidating. It can be, you can see, you know, it's both inspiring and intimidating. It could be both a thing, especially depends on what my mood is, you know. If I'm feeling it and I'm in a good mood, then it's not intimidating, it's exciting. But if I'm like really down on myself or I'm like going through it and I'm like looking at that number scares me sometimes. Cause I'm like, oh man, I gotta make sure I perform, you know? But yeah, I think I found like a healthy balance, especially when it comes to me interacting with like the number. I'll say the word in the number when referring to like the count or something. But yeah, does it fuck me up? I guess a little bit sometimes. But I don't think for the reasons you think it is. I think it's like my own internal metric of like trying to make sure I don't like let anyone down, or like, you know, so it's like, oh man, I can't let like this group of people down. I think in that sense it fucks me up sometimes. But yeah, on the whole, I don't think it does more. It's more often doesn't than does. But it depends on what my mood is and what my headspace is. So sometimes it can. But on the whole, I would say 9 out of 10 days, I'm okay. Thank you for your question, Ryu. I hope you're having a good day. All right, let's see. Anonymous asks, hey, Knight, just wanted to know, have you watched Game of Thrones? And if you have you been watching House of the Dragon? What are your thoughts? I am 2 episodes behind House of the Dragon right now. I have not seen, obviously, this Sunday's episode and last Sunday's episode. So I'm a little behind, but, yeah, I think it's really good. I really, really like it. I know I'm going to lose young Rhaenyra next episode for me. I'm assuming you guys have already lost her. She's like become more grown up Rhaenyra, but like, I love the young actresses are so good. I'm so sad that I'm going to be like, I wish we had a whole season of them before we got like the crown. Like, I wish it would jump season to season, not mid season. Because I'm just so invested in them right now, that I'm just kind of bummed that I'm going to be losing those actresses, because they're just doing such a good job performance-wise. Like, every scene that Rhaenyra's in, she just kills it. She's just doing such a good job. Same with young Allison. Young Allison is amazing. Oh my god. Those girls are doing such a good job. And in every scene they're in, they're just killing it. It's amazing. I'm such a fan. I didn't know either of those actresses before the show. I am huge fans of both of them now. Besides that, yeah, I think it's really good. It's obviously better than the last season of Game of Thrones, 8th or 7th season. I don't remember which one it was. I think it's 7 seasons. But yeah, the last season of Game of Thrones was a mess. So this is definitely helping the brand. It's definitely reminding people that Game of Thrones is good. I feel bad for George, because the last season of the HBO series really hurt people's perception of his books. So I hope that House of the Dragon can definitely, for George R. R. Martin's sake, like, the man deserves much more credit than I feel like he gets, because his books are brilliant, and he's definitely, like, the Tolkien of our time. So yeah, I don't know, I think it's great. I think House of the Dragon's wonderful. I mean, obviously I haven't finished the series yet, so it's a little too soon to say if it's perfect. But so far it's really tight. It's really tight. My biggest gripes have been some of the CG stuff has been a little rough. It's not super HBO's fault, but that's like the only thing I can think of that has really like made me upset with the show has been some of the CG work. Only specifically like the riding on dragging back scenes have been a little bit kind of rough, from a CG perspective. But yeah, other than that, the acting's been tight. The acting's been so good. The blocking, the direction, the foreshadowing, it's well written. It's a well written show. So yeah, 10 out of 10. I'm really enjoying House of the Dragon. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Knight, I saw your Disney avatar that you posted on Disney. Your Disney character doesn't look like it has dark brown eyes, but more of a hazel color. Your profile picture on YouTube looks like you have brownish hazel eyes as well. It made me curious, are your eyes dark brown or hazel? So they're dark brown. Yeah, my eyes are dark brown. They're just a dark brown. They're not really a hazel. They're more of a dark brown. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, they look dark brown. I wish they were a little bit more hazel, but yeah, they're dark brown. Thank you for your question. I don't know if you guys can hear right now, but there are people outside with chainsaws just chopping down trees, or I guess cutting up trees, I don't know. But if you hear like chainsaws in the background, that's what's happening. It's been very noisy. It's been I was like, oh man, it's gonna be hard to record for the next couple days, because everyone's just doing construction. There's like dudes on cherry picks are like fixing power lines. There's a lot of activity happening outside my window. So I apologize if you hear any of that. Let's see. This might be the last question. Let's see. All right. So Aliona asks, if you were to be 100% invincible, which planet from the solar system would you want to live on? Also, are you excited to do a hand reveal? You're getting close to 200. I am excited to do a hand reveal. Like, my hands are looking pretty good right now. So, yeah. I'm okay revealing them right now. They're in good state. Let's see. What planet would I live on? I'm invincible? Let's see. That's hard. Does that have to be a planet, or can I go on a moon? Because, like, Jupiter's moons are really appealing. Like, Io or Titan. Or Europa. You know what? I'm going to do Europa. Yeah, I'm going to live on Europa. I live on the ice sheets of Europa. I know there's life on Europa. There's definitely life on Europa. I'd go to Europa, because I'm pretty sure there's life there. I don't know if it's, like, microbacteria, or if we got actual, sizable life, but there's definitely life on Europa. So I'm going to go to Europa and see if I can find some of that life, because I'm pretty sure there's life on Europa. Like, I'm 90% sure that when we go onto Europa, we're going to find some life. There's so much water there. There has to be some life. There's a lot of things that I think makes Europa very, like, especially under those ice sheets. There's, like, a huge liquid sea, and they're like, oh my god, how cool would it be to have space whales, you know? That's all I think about when I think of Europa. I just think there might be space whales, and, like, I'm here for that. So, yeah, I'm gonna go to Europa and find some space whales. That's definitely my move. Anywhere else in the solar system I really want to go to? The problem is anything in the outer solar system, or like past the asteroid belt, is just all gas giants. They're not really, like, you can't really walk on them. I mean, Jupiter would basically crush me to death. Even if I'm invincible, I wouldn't be able to move anywhere. Same with Saturn. I think there's just too much gravitational pull for me to be, like, able to exist. I don't want to go to Mars. Mars is just so sandy. And that sand is so corrosive, I don't want to live there. It's like the worst kind of beach. And then you got Venus, which is just super, poisonous. It's just basically acidic in the air, or corrosive. Like, the atmosphere is basically going to melt me. I know I'm invincible, but I'm just trying to think, like, is there anywhere that's just, like, pleasant to look at? Maybe Mars, because it doesn't have an atmosphere. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go to Mars. Mars, if I have to pick a planet and not a moon, I'm going to go to Mars. Yeah, there's just no other good... That's the problem. That's the problem with the solar system. There's just no other good habitable planets. It's just Earth. Yeah, Mars would be my... I guess Mars. So, Europa, and if I can't go to Europa, then Mars. That's my answer. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. And with that brings us to the end of Get to Tonight. If you have a question, there should be a link down in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever you like. If you have a request, I highly recommend looking for the request submission line. Or I think it's under idea submission line. I never get it right, but it should be under idea submission. That's where I look for all requests. So if you have a request, send it over there. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'm going to be doing quite a bit today, but, I'll try to be as active as I can. I hope you guys are doing well. Bye now.